Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So, 翩翩, today let's talk about some exciting news that is currently trending online about the recent event at the Oscars.
Yes, this event is definitely trending globally. 这几天全球热搜话题就是奥斯卡了。
The 95th Academy Awards, better known as the Oscars, was held March 12th in Los Angeles.
奥斯卡金像奖，它的学名呢应该是 Academy Awards, 就是学院奖哈。
They are awards for artistic and technical merit in the global film industry.
对，主要是对全球电影行业 the global film industry 进行这个艺术啊，还有这个技术方面的 merit 优秀表现进行表彰。那在西方呢，尤其是在美国，这个可以说是 entertainment industry 当中特别大的一个事情哈， big deal.
Yes, it is. And the awards are regarded by many as the most prestigious, significant awards in the entertainment industry in the United States.
在娱乐圈当中相当的 significant awards, 非常有意义的奖项哈。
Yes, it is quite a big deal for sure.
今年的这个奥斯卡金像奖呢 has been widely discussed by the Chinese people due to 杨紫琼。
Yes, this year Michelle Yeoh is the first Asian actress to win the Best Actress Academy Award.
杨紫琼呢 Michelle Yeoh 获得第95届奥斯卡最佳女演员 She is the first Asian to win the Best Actress Academy Award 获得此奖项的首位亚洲女演员她是因为哪个角色获奖的呢 For which role did she win the award?
So she won the Best Actress Academy Award for her role in Everything, Everywhere, All at Once
这是2022年上映的美国动作冒险科幻电影讲述的呢是一个普通中年妇女在意外当中觉醒然后成为了一个无限平行宇宙当中的战士哈，然后为了拯救宇宙而奋斗的故事哎，梅丽你看了吗
Yes, I actually watched it the day after the Oscars when I saw that she won and it's really, really good
The movie has a rating of 7.6 on 豆瓣豆瓣评分呢是 7.6 分哈 Anyway, 那重要的呢是杨紫琼获奖时她说了些什么呢
So I actually really liked her speech where she dedicated the award to all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight
Wow, so encouraging 她把这个奖呢献给了所有长得跟她一样的男孩和女孩们其实就指的所有黄皮肤、黑头发、黑眼睛的人们，那此话是怎讲呢？
So she continued saying, "This is the beacon of hope and possibility. Dreams do come true."
Yes, this is the beacon of hope and possibility. 这是希望和可能性的一个灯塔，就是说 dreams do come true. 梦想是可以实现的。那接下来的那句话呢？我觉得其实更加的 awesome。
Yes, the next one she said, and ladies, don't let anybody ever tell you you are past your prime.
就是说女士们不要听任何人对你说你已经过了你的青春期。Prime 指的是全盛时期。那 past your prime 就是青春已逝你的全盛时期你的黄金时期已经过去了。
So yes, she said, ladies, don't let anybody ever tell you you are past your prime. Remember this, it's very important.
Yeah, remember this. 青春永驻哈。那还有一个华人男演员关继威也因为这部电影获得了 Best Supporting Actor, 最佳男配角。
Yes, so actually, Ke Huynh Quan, who acted in the movie as Michelle's husband, won the Best Supporting Actor as well.
其实这个关继威他的经历也是特别特别的励志哈。
Yes, no, definitely. His story is actually really incredible. He appeared in the 80s, hits Indiana Jones and The Temple of Doom, and also The Goonies. But then afterwards, he was forced to quit acting for lack of opportunity in the 90s.
他曾经出演过一些美国的一些经典影片哈，但是呢，在90年代呢，因为没有机会，缺乏机会，不得不退出演艺圈。He was forced to quit acting for lack of opportunity. 这次的奥斯卡奖呢，可以说是一个非常棒的 comeback.
Yes, like you said, his Oscar win, really cements his place as one of Hollywood's great comebacks.
Yeah, 那他的这个 speech, 他的获奖感言应该是非常的 moving, 非常感人吧。
Oh yeah, I thought that his speech was also very, very moving for sure.
So what did he say?
So in his speech, he said, Oh my God, my mom is 84 years old and she's at home watching. Mom, I just won an Oscar. Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah, so sweet. 然后他喊话守在电视机前的这个80岁的老母亲说妈妈我得奥斯卡了 Mom, I just won an Oscar.
Yeah, and he continuedOn his speech saying, My journey started on a boat. I spent a year in a refugee camp, and somehow I ended up on Hollywood's biggest stage.
哇真的很不容易哈。那关继伟曾经在这个refugee camp, 难民营待过一年多哈。但是呢他现在自豪地说不管如何 somehow, 对吧我最终站到了好莱坞最大的舞台上。那他的这个故事本身真的就像电影一样。
Yeah, so this is very incredible. And he also continued by saying, they say stories like that only happen in movies. I can't believe it's happening to me. This is the American dream.
Yeah, 从一无所有到世界巅峰，这的确是非常典型的属于美国人的 American dream, 美国梦哈。
Yeah, for sure. And these wins are definitely considered big milestones in the Asian community, for sure.
对，这次的奥斯卡在华人社区当中被看作是一个 milestone, 里程碑哈。
Actually, you know, I was reading an article about an Asian American who said that this time, like this event meant a lot to her and how she felt seen and empowered and also very excited and encouraged to follow her own dreams and create the future, even if it's not one that easily comes to mind.
哦，可能在国外的这个华人哈，更能体会到这种激励，就像是梅丽你刚刚说的这个文章里的这个人写的哈，就是那种被看见、被赋能、被鼓励，然后去追求自己的梦想，开创自己未来的那种激励感哈。其实因为在西方的主流文化当中，其实更多看到的是白人文化或者是黑人，对吧
？Yeah, no, for sure. And she also said that.Growing up, her superficial heroes were, you know, the Barbie dolls. So very different looking from her.
Yeah, 就是说你看像这个作者说从小到大他的这个 superficial heroes 都是这个芭比娃娃对吧但是我们都知道芭比娃娃里面是没有这个黄皮肤黑头发的这种形象。
Exactly. And also in like books, TVs, or movies, there are no role models that looked like her. So seeing moments like these happen really made her very, very happy.
Yeah. 对于海外华人来说，这是一个 big moment. 也难怪这个奥斯卡获奖这件事情，然后能够在华人社区里面引起这么大的反响。
Yeah, a very, very big moment for sure. So also we can talk about this movie, which led to these wins and clearly has won big and stirred up emotions. Pian Pian, have you seen the movie?
No, you have, right?
Yes, I actually watched it a few days ago.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you like it?
I think it was actually a very interesting movie.
Oh, 你推荐吗?你觉得值得我们看吗?
I think...Yes, because some questions that are asked by the character, the main character, Evelyn, in the movie, such as life choices, marriage, the immigrant experience, and also the parent experience are very interesting.
也就是不但有科幻、有 action、有动作，还有就是关于人生选择呀、婚姻呀、然后移民的体验以及育儿的经历，都是一些非常有深度的问题哈。
Mm, and actually, the movie is also very funny, diverse, and has a lot of action, which evokes a certain truth and vulnerability in life, which I thought was very, very beautifully done.
那有机会一定要看一下。
Yes, we definitely recommend this movie. And please let us know what you think about it in the comments below if you were able to watch it.
那对于这一期奥斯卡以及在华人社区当中掀起的震荡，你是怎么看的呢？欢迎留言告诉我们。
Yes, let us know. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Seni görünce yana yana kül olsam her an yine de senden ayrılamam yoluna adadım ömrümü ben sensiz olamam.